Hey, I'm so sorry I'm late, brother. I know we said this would be our call tonight, but I couldn't get out of there. They knew I had a long ass drive too, but well, you know how our parents can be. Mom in particular, she's just so into her project. Every time I try to leave, she just came up with another question. Oh, I haven't even had a chance to change my clothes. It's gonna be so nice to get out of them. I really should have picked this bra either. It's way too small. And I tell you, going an entire day with a bra that's too small for you is no bueno. Well, I picked it for you. It's cute, isn't it? Hope you appreciate it because away it goes. So glad to finally have it off. I didn't expect it to be that tight. Oh, that is so much better. I feel so free. Why are you smirking at me like that? You've seen me change almost every day since I moved in. I'm glad I can make you happy, you dork. Oh, this is your t-shirt, isn't it? Sweet, I found my nightwear at Thanks. Are you really going to tell me you don't like it when I wear your clothes? Come on, I know you think it's hot. At least when all I'm wearing is a shirt and panties, right? It's just long enough so that you can see the bottom of my panties and the curve of my butt. I'll do it for you. Ta-da! And there we have the smirk again. I knew you thought it was sexy, so don't complain. No, shut up. Don't call me cute. I'm sexy. Now, scoot over. Oh, the bed is so warm. How long have you been waiting for me? Oh man, I'm sorry. If I knew you would be waiting for me like this, I would have come up with an excuse to leave. Oh, I feel so bad now. But why didn't you play on your Xbox or something? Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I'm here now. I was looking forward to our cuddle night too. So wrap your arms around me and hold me tight. Oh, like this is good. I'm very comfy. Mom has been so passionate about renovating our old rooms. She wanted me to help find furniture, wallpaper, plants, the lot of it. I know. I said I would help, so I can't really blame her. But jeez, she doesn't have to make it into such a big deal. It's also kind of bittersweet in a way, you know? Well, it's just that the rooms we grew up in won't exist anymore. I mean, they will, but they won't be our rooms. I think one will be a guest room and the other for train equipment and stuff. It's like, I know it's not a big deal, but I just miss having a home, you know? Why are you always so wholesome? But yes, you're right. This is my home now, with you. Actually, I kind of wanted to talk to you about that. It's a pretty serious topic, so if you don't feel like having a talk now, we can do it later. Oh, no. I'm definitely not breaking up with you. Rather, the opposite. You know, I love you. Okay, so hear me out. I think we can finally start planning for our life together, for real. We're in a new place, over 100 miles from our parents. We've been here for about a month now, and no one knows we're siblings since we have different last names. It's like the trial period is over. We made it. Everything is starting to fall into place. I finished my studies, you got a promotion at your job, and have a solid salary. There's a lot of work opportunities for me around here, too. We got a spacious apartment in a nice neighborhood. I think we've found a place to settle down. I know we're only in our early 20s, but this is the best opportunity we would have in several years. Don't you feel the same way? Then, if I said I want to take the next step, would you take it with me? What I mean with the next step is, I want to have your baby brother. I really do. I'm serious. It's not like we're rushing into it. We've been together for what, 4 years now? I've always wanted to have a child, and I knew I wanted to have one with you long before we actually started going out. Don't you want it too? We've only joked about it then, but I think you actually feel the same way, don't you? We just gotta take the jump. Yeah? You serious? It's not something you just tell me spontaneously right now to make me happy, is it? Yes, I'm so happy. Oh, I love you, brother. It's such a relief that you've been thinking about this too. You know what that would mean, though, right? We've talked about this before. Yes, we'll have to tell our parents. We always knew we had to at some point. I don't know. They would be very upset, of course, that they think it was a joke and call us crazy. But I honestly think they will be sort of okay with it. I mean, not at first, but eventually I think they would come around. Right? They've always said that they've never judged us no matter who we fell in love with. This is hardly what they had in mind, but they know you can't choose who you love. It will take time for them to digest, months or even a year maybe. There's obviously a possibility they won't accept it. It's scary to think about that. But we've talked about this so many times at this point. We're still going to be together no matter what, right? No matter what they say? Good. So let's just hope they will accept us eventually. And I truly think they will. It's nice to hear that you do too. Yeah, I know. That's one thing that I would never accept if my old brother made me pregnant. But I thought about that too. Either they don't accept our relationship and that's the end of it. But if they do, we could say I had an IVF, a test tube baby. But no matter what, I want a baby to be yours. I know all this talk about our parents finding out must have been on your mind for a long time. I know I've thought about it a lot, at least. So with all this being said, what do you think? Are you still on board? This would truly be the point of no return. I'm so happy right now. Yes, I'm sure about this. I want to be with you forever. Oh, I've waited so long to say this. Brother, let's make a baby. God, that is so dumb. But let's do it. Let's get this cuddle night going for real. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I want your cock so bad right now. Oh man, just feeling you through your boxers is enough to make me feel hot. And you're already getting pretty hot, brother. Are you that excited to fuck your sister? Or is it the fact that we're actually going to try for a baby that excites you? Your cock jumped in my hand when I said try for a baby. I didn't know it was such a turn on for you. Oh, I'm getting really horny too. Letting my brother impregnate me. Fuck, that's so hot. It has been my dream for so long. But there's one thing I want to do before I take you in my pussy. Can you guess? Yes, I'm craving for your cock. So just stay where you are and I will scoot down. Take your boxers off and fuck. Oh, you look so good. Oh, brother. Why do I love your cock so much? It just tastes so fucking good. Stop. Why? I don't want to stop. I want to. Okay. Let's do 69. It's been a while. I've turned around for you and get your head between my legs. Is this good? Fuck. I just hung on my clit. Oh, it's so good. Is that fucking good? Your tongue in my pussy. And your cock in my mouth. This is heaven. Fingers too. Don't stop though. It feels so good. Oh my god. It's been so long since we did this. I forgot how amazing it feels. The smell of your cock is making my mind go blank. I changed my mind. Stop, please. I'm gonna come. Stop. Please, don't fuck. Don't finish me now. I wanna come with you. I wanna come when you feel my pussy with your seat. I was so fucking close. I would have been pissed if you make me come there. Okay, I'm turning back around now. I want you in my pussy now, brother. Are you ready for me to sit down on your cock? Are you ready to impregnate your sister? I am too. I am so ready. Oh my God. Oh, I never get used to feeling your cock stretch my tight pussy when I first put it in. It's such a good feeling. The pleasure is building up and giving me chills through my whole body. Let me just get a moment to adjust to you. What? Why do you want your shirt back? Oh, right. You might want to see what's making those pokies. Don't worry, I'll take it off for you. Here's the shirt. And here are my boobs. Just grope me already, brother. No need to be so careful. I like that. Go ahead. You can suck on them. I want to feel your lips on my nipples. It feels really nice when you gently drop my nipples between your teeth. I can't wait anymore. I'm gonna start writing you now. Your cock feels so warm. It's as if it was on fire. I'm just getting hotter and hotter. I don't think I've been this turned on in my life. You look so happy, brother. I'm happy too. The world has so much against us from the start. But here we are, making love despite everything. Oh, your eyes are so beautiful, brother. When I look into them, everything is so clear. As long as the two of us are together, everything will be alright. We'll make each other happy, no matter what. And it starts, it come in my pussy. But fuck. No, yeah, I have to stop again. I'm sorry. I just feel so close. And I don't want it to be over yet. Hey, brother. I was just thinking that we should get married. A secret marriage. Just you and me. Yes. It's stupid, but it's kind of sweet, isn't it? So, will you marry me? Yes, right here, right now, like this. Brother, do you take your sister as your lawfully wedded wife? And I take you, brother, as my lawfully wedded husband. You may now kiss your sibling. And now you may fuck a baby into her. Ready to go again? Sure. Get on top, I'll lie down. Okay, brother. My pussy is waiting for you. Just push your cock in me. Oh, it feels good. So fucking good. Okay, kiss me again? Moan for me, brother. I won't hold back anymore. If you want to come, then just come. Give me all of your seed. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Yeah. Are you getting close? Me too. Shoot your entire load inside me. And we can watch my belly grow. So do it. Give it to me. Fuck me. And make me pregnant. Please. Please. Give me your cum. Every drop of it. I need it. Now. Now. I can't wait. Come with me. Fuck. Oh my God. I feel you pulsing. Oh, I feel you cum gushing inside me. Oh, it's so warm. There's so much of it. Fuck, brother. You did it. You came inside your sister without protection. I love you too. I have to be the happiest girl in the world right now. How are you feeling, brother? You alright? Never been better, huh? I'm glad I could satisfy you. But no, you don't have to get off. It feels nice to have you lying on me. You're not too heavy. You're just heavy enough to make me feel safe and loved. You're my weighted blanket. Sorry I kept you waiting earlier. I hope I made it up to you. This cuddle night was worth waiting for. I hope you know we're gonna need even more cuddle nights from now on, right? I didn't think you would mind that. Oh, I really love you, you know? I can't imagine a life where we couldn't be together. But I think from here on out, I will truly be happy because I will be with you. Yes, it's cheesy and lame, but fuck you, it's true. You make me happy. Deal with it. Deal with it. And maybe there will be three of us before long. Oh, I can't wait.